Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
We are back on a Hertz Day, the WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz, with a big show today, Ike. How you feeling?
I'm feeling good, Brother Spike. Happy Hertz Day to you. Listen, teams 3-0. QB1 coming off his best half of the season. We're getting ready for Todd Bowles and his nonsense down there in that Tampa Bay humidity. But before we get to that, I got to go to Jackie Baseball. I mean, my goodness. Was that a home run derby last night that we saw? My goodness, holla at your boy.
A franchise record with a lineup that many thought was a scrub getaway day.
I hope nobody took the under like I suggested yesterday. Yeah.
Well, they did what we asked them for, a 9-1 win. We complained about their vibe at the beginning of the show. What they
listened.
Do.
They heard us.
They locked it up, and now they're going to completely ignore the fact that they can get the number one seed and just turn it off for the rest of the year. But a huge, huge win from the Phils last night, locking up that bye and the spot in the NLDS. And Kyle Schwarber getting to 56 home runs, which we'll talk about later on. So it is a big show. Normally, it's a very, very big show on a Thursday. It's even a little bit bigger today as Phillies president of baseball operations, Dave Dombrowski, joins us at 3 o'clock. So we will talk to Dombrowski, and we'll just ask him over and over again, are you going to sign Kyle Schwarber? Are you going to sign Kyle Schwarber? Over and over. Just kidding. Just a few times. So Dombrowski joins us at 3. Then Sheil, who is normally on at 3, will join us at 3:30, Sheil Kapadia. Then Mike Mayock joins, Mayock's Revenge joins us at 4 o'clock. And then,
what if he comes on and just starts doing an evil laugh?
Yeah. I'll just be like, there were two halves of the game, Mayock. There were two halves.
Did you think I got you in the first half, Mike?
Yeah. Trust me, I would have been worried. I'm ready for that. So I do want to start off talking about the Eagles, because we've said a word all week long about the Eagles and their offense, and I heard sort of, you know, A.J. Brown speaking to it yesterday a little bit. We keep saying aggressive. They need to be more aggressive. But I think we need to clarify what that actually means and why, because it's very easy to say aggressive without saying what that actually means. What we actually mean is we want them to throw the ball more. And what I believe, actually, what that means is, personally, is that we need to be a pass-first team. It doesn't mean we need to be a pass-the-ball-all-the-time team. It doesn't mean that we need to pass the ball 70% of the time. But it does mean that compared to last year, when we were run-first, we need to be pass-first. What happened last year was our offensive line was super dominant. Saquon was super dominant. And we ran the ball to set up the ability to pass. Well, that is just not working, whether it's because the offensive line isn't quite as great yet this year, whether it's because Saquon maybe isn't quite as great, maybe it's because the defenses are focusing on it, but we've tried that for 2.5 games, and really, it doesn't work very well. What the Philadelphia Eagles need to do is pass first. This is on the coaches. It's on Jalen. They can't just be safe. They have to be aggressive. And what I would say here is that being ultra conservative in the way that they are doing it is actually risky. They are risking things by being that conservative. The defense isn't as good this year as it is. They're going to need to score more points. So what I am saying is the Eagles need to be, at least for the time being, a pass-first team instead of a run-first team.
Well, here's what I'll say to that. And some people may be surprised at this, but I agree with you.
Whoa!
Yeah, I agree with you. We've been talking about this, and you know, last year I was in favor of switching from trying to be aggressive and be explosive, trying to go to more of a conservative ball-controlled offense and rely on your running game. I was all in favor of that. They went for it. I was in favor of it. I was good with that. But we're not getting the same results as we did last year. Now, if you were telling me those were the results we were getting from a running first standpoint and a defensive minded standpoint, I'd be okay with that. But through three games, our defense, albeit making plays late in the game to help us win all three of these games, that's been there. But the way that we've controlled the game from a getting off the field on third down, getting after the quarterback, pressuring the quarterback, creating turnovers from a plus turnover standpoint, it's not at the same rate that we were doing it last year. So how we won last year doesn't automatically apply to the personnel and what we're trying to do this year.
It's a different year. It's different players to a certain extent, especially defensively.
And so my mindset has to change, and there has to be a level of confidence bestowed upon this offense to say, you know what? You guys can lead us, and lead us through the air, by the way.
Yes.
Lead us through the air.
Pass
now,
the ball.
Now, there's nothing wrong with the passing game opening up the running game for you. You know, for a long time, Spike, there was an argument back and forth with, you know, it's like a chicken and egg situation with the running game. Do you run to set up the pass, or do you pass to set up the run?
By the way, it's an argument that goes back all the way to your teams, the Andy Reid teams. Yes.
So that's always been there. And last year, they were able to revert from what they were doing early to something else, and it worked out for them where they could go with the run game first. Well, this year, they're struggling in the running game.
Yes.
They're struggling in the running game. So why not say, why don't we focus on this passing game to see if we can open up the running game?
And it's not like we don't have the weapons on the passing game to do it.
That's the beauty of this football team. They have the personnel to do either way. They don't have to be stuck trying to force square peg into a round hole. If it's not working, you don't have to keep trying to force it to work because that's your only way of winning or moving the football. You actually have other options. And we saw that late in the game last week. And I'm saying that to say, I don't expect us to come out and be some 40, 45 pass attempt. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is we got to come out more aggressive, more assertive, putting the ball down the field or trying to take opportunities down the field to help set up the running game. We got to get our passing game going versus trying to get our running game going first. And I think that's going to make it easier for everyone. It's going to help our defense because you're going to put points on the board and you don't force them to play perfect. We're not perfect in a lot of these areas. We're losing guys defensively. So we're not as strong. Our strongest area right now is that offense.
It should be.
Yes.
It should be. 215-592-9494. You think the Eagles should be pass first instead of run first? Also,
this idea about being conservative.
How
do you have this amount of talent and even utter the words conservative?
Well, and here's like, the other thing.
How does that even happen?
Two other elements to this. Element one is the notion that you cannot pass the ball and also not turn the ball over is wrong. It's just wrong. Now, I could point to other quarterbacks and other teams that pass the ball plenty and don't turn the ball over very much. But instead, I will just point to the Philadelphia Eagles of 2022. Jalen Hurts did not throw the ball fewer than, I think, 27 times in any one game in 2022. He had four interceptions, six interceptions, whatever it was either less or the same as last year. I'm not looking at it right now.
Yep.
So you're talking about
he
averaged 247 passing yards a game and didn't throw the ball. Think about that. Instead instead of it being, it's rare that we throw it more than 25 times, they never threw it fewer than 25 times in 2022. And there are also instances all over the league.
How about that? They never threw it fewer than 25
times? It might be 27, actually. Right. I looked at it yesterday. Wow. Not one time in the entire year, in his best season. And he didn't turn the ball over all over the place. So that is the one thing. You don't have to not throw the ball to not turn the ball over. You just have to be good at it. That's pretty much
it. That's really what it boils down to. Yeah.
And the other thing is, they're going to have to figure out if they can do it or not. And this whole thing where either I think it's a combination of the coaches and Jalen being unwilling to sort of take the chances that they need to take.
Yeah.
But we need to see what the next 3 to 5 years are going to look like. We're not always going to have Saquon Barkley. There's going to be, and the defense this year, again, we don't know what we have in it. It's certainly not as talented a defense as we had last year, have not been as good as they were last year. Now, maybe they'll round out to form, but maybe they won't. You know, maybe they end up being the 12th best defense in the NFL, which is fine, but is not the best defense in the NFL. So you have to figure out if you can do it. You just do. You don't play preseason games anymore. You can't wait for a time when you're down 20 points just to see if you can do it. Put pressure on the other team. Use the players that you're paying. Use the players that you have. Become a pass-first team. Again, if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. They certainly know what they can go back to, but the team that you can be, I think it makes the defense better. I think it can make Saquon better. It can make everybody better by being a pass-first team this year.
Come on, man. Take the training wheels off.
Just try it.
Yeah,
no.
We know it. We know
no,
it. Take
no,
the training
no.
wheels. Listen, we're fine. We're fine. It's like having two parents, right? And Spike, you don't have kids, so.
Yes.
Jack, you'll be there. You'll be there soon. You'll be there soon.
I'll listen up.
When Walken Sutton is ready to ride a bike and they start off with training wheels.
Right.
And at some point, either yourself or Jill are going to say, it's time to take the training wheels off. But the other parent may not be ready for that.
Right.
But one parent is like, you know what? At some point, we got to take these training wheels off and let him go.
Let him scrape. If he scrapes his knee, he scrapes his knee.
And if it's too bad, we can always put the training wheels back on. We can put them back on. But how is he going to learn to ride without the training wheels if we don't take them off?
It's going to be me because I'm the leader of the house. So, you guys.
In what context?
Just every context.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, you're just a leader of a household. Speaking of Walk, by the way.
Yeah.
We were throwing a little tennis ball around this morning.
Yeah.
He's a lefty.
Yeah.
Woo! Natural cut.
It's a good sign.
Oh,
natural
really?
Cut.
Really?
Yeah, it's a bad day to be some hitters in about 10 years.
Yeah.
They've won a million games this way. And actually, the defense is the reason why you need to play more ball control and you need to be conservative. So you keep them off the field.
Well, you have to succeed to do that.
They can succeed with long drives and running the football and playing ball control and playing winning football.
They haven't ran the ball.
You guys are obsessed with stats. I'm obsessed with winning.
Boring football.
Also unsuccessful. They haven't been successful running the ball this year.
They've won all the time. They're 3-0. And they've won 19 straight.
They won a lot.
Yeah. Let's deviate from that plan. Brilliant idea.
Yeah.
Hold on. In that winning, can we all at least agree? Can we agree some of the more exciting games? Listen, Saquon was outstanding. If we were getting that Saquon, that's different.
We wouldn't even be having this conversation. I would still be saying it, but yeah.
But you can't tell me you didn't like seeing the Washington game.
Yes.
Right? The Super Bowl. Come on, man.
Yes. The second half last week.
You saw those games, man. The most exciting Eagles football we've seen thus far this year was the second half of that game last year. Can we agree with that?
Well, sure, but you're pretending that he could do that all the time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Like, that's where you guys are getting a little out of whack. That's just who Jalen is. I'm not sure that's who Jalen is.
We got to find
maybe
out.
Maybe not per half, but spread out over the course of the game. He definitely is that. He's that. He can be that.
You know what? I don't know. I want to find out.
He can be that. I believe he can be that. And see, and that's the thing. That's the thing. You want to find out. And I'm sitting here saying, I believe he can do it. I believe they're capable of doing it. That's why I'm saying to them down there, Jalen included, if he has any doubt in his mind about not letting the ball go when it's supposed to, dude. You can do it. You got the ability, bro. You got the weapons. It's there. Offensively, the schemes are there. You don't need anything that complicated. You got the talent. The talent is there.
Yes.
Like you have it. We don't have to play this ball control, conservative, please don't turn the ball over offense that you're going to need two block field goals at the end of the game to try to beat a team at home.
Well, because you're going to conservative your way into losses.
Yes,
that's eventually what happens.
Yeah. That's eventually what happens. I'm telling you, folks, I understand we'll take the win. That's because we assume they are always going to win. But the moment they lose a game playing this way, everybody's going to be pissed off.
Yes.
Everybody's going to be saying, we can't continue to play like this. You got to throw the ball.
Let QB1 rip it.
Mm-mm.
Let him rip it. 215-592.
30 times a game.
Come on.
Come on, man.
Give me 27.
I run the ball. Run the ball, ball control, win football games. I don't care how many points they win by. It seems like you guys do.
All right, Elliot. 215-592-9494. Remember, Dave Dombrowski joins us at 3 o'clock today. Corey in Columbus starts us off. You're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Hey, man, you know what this narrative kind of reminds me of? And it's a player that Jalen gets compared to a lot in his career. The guy that just got benched, Russell Wilson. Remember when they had the Let Russ Cook campaign?
They did.
Remember? They wanted, we got to run the ball with Marshawn Lynch to play good defense. So I'm starting the campaign right now. You know what I'm saying? I started on Monday, you know, let Jalen cook. There's no fear when Jalen Hurts is here. Listen, man, now somebody lying. I don't know if it's a coaching staff. I don't know if it's Jalen, because Jalen's saying, hey, man, we got to get out of this, you know, not wanting to lose, play to win, all that.
Right.
Coaching staff saying that we calling plays is there. We saying, so somebody lying. I don't know who. I ain't going to point no fingers. Y'all both my guys. Coach, that's my team. Somebody lying. Listen, all I'm going to say is Spike wasn't here, but Jack and Ike.
Yes.
Since Jalen has been here, I know we won a Super Bowl last year.
Mm-hmm.
Which season have we had the best vibes through the entire year?
Oh, 22, it's no doubt.
And not even close.
Yeah, it's no doubt.
I want to get back to those vibes.
That's what I'm saying. Corey, when we debate with Spike, right, during the offseason about Jalen and things he can do, I go back to 22 because Spike didn't get to experience Jalen in 22
defense,
and what that was terrible. Like.
They was terrible in the Super Bowl, but that defense was good. You know what I'm saying? Like they,
yes.
They, now, people ain't like Jonathan Gannon. You know, we know he ain't all that. You know, we don't want to go back down that memory lane. But throughout the season, that defense got stops like this team. All I'm saying is like, I don't care. I just want my quarterback to look competent. I'm tired of the debate. You know, I'm tired of coming
yes,
up.
Yes, yes, like,
no,
I want my
guy,
yes,
no.
Zach Hunt. I'm tired of having the debate. So like, my guy is top two. I don't care what nobody say. My guy top two, and I need him to show it. You know what I'm saying? He win the games. You know what I'm saying? I need him to start showing it because that guy that everybody constantly puts at the top. There's two guys that always get grandfathered into the top four, and they look terrible. One guy can't stay on the field. The other guy looks terrible. My guy consistently win the Super Bowls. He can't get in that conversation in that room. So I need him to start busting some ass on the field like he did in that second half.
And check this out. And he beats those guys regularly.
Exactly.
The Eagles,
exactly.
Though.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, he's the quarterback that beats those quarterbacks.
By playing conservative football.
Yep. Can you go push button, pick up calls, and keep interrupting.
Wow.
Whoa.
Oh, three names on the show.
I'll just mess with you. He know I love him. But look, I'm just saying, like, I'm with you, too. Let's okay. And it's to Jack's point, it don't got to be every week. Because I'm telling you, Saquon going to have a week.
Yeah,
get shut down forever.
It's coming. Yeah,
like,
it's coming.
Listen, might be this week. It might be this week. It might be versus the Broncos. You know what I'm saying? He's going to have a week. So let's go out there, you know, 27-20. I ain't going to put a number on it. But let Jalen cook. Start the campaign.
Let Hurts cook.
I holler at y'all.
All right, Corey. You know, Corey brought up a point there. He said, you know, somebody's lying, whether it's Jalen or the coaching staff. Coaching staff saying they call the same play. So here's what Brian Baldinger said to us yesterday about the difference between the first half and the second half.
Yeah, I have a feeling. Like, I'm not surprised. You know, I mean, honestly, I talked to AJ before the game, and I know what he thought of Emmanuel Forbes. He just smiled. I go, I'll do all the talking, AJ. You do all the playing. Like, you got to feed that beast, man. Like, there's very few guys that can catch the ball with their hands, come back to the ball fundamentally sound, and then just steamroll guys. Like, he's not going down. And we saw, you know, the yards after the catch the other day. Like, I don't think they're going to go back to that, though, until they have to. You know, obviously, like, you know, Tampa's had their number over the last 4 years. And so I have a feeling that unless they fall behind or are really struggling to run the ball, that I think they're going to go back to the same approach that we saw for the first 2.5 weeks. And if the defense can do their job, they're beat up on the offensive line, they're beat up at receiver right now. I think if they keep the score close or play with the lead, they're going to play a very conservative style of offense.
I sure hope not. That like that, to see the way that the offense looked in the first 2.5 games of this year, and to see how it looked in the second half of the Rams game, and then to say to yourself, you know what we'll do? We'll do the thing that wasn't the second half of the Rams game. It just seems crazy to me. And I just think you need to, at the very least, you need to know. You need to know what you can do, because you're never going to get a chance to. I don't know how you just, and by the way, I don't know how you also say to yourself, well, when we're desperate, we're going to do the thing that works, but that's the only time we're going to do it. You know,
and you got to know if you're going up against Tampa, if you're Tampa, you're still, I don't know if they did enough last week in that second half to scare any defense out of focusing on Saquon to start games.
No way.
Like, that's what teams are doing.
Yes.
They're saying, we go ahead and beat us throwing the ball if you can.
By the way, they saw it in the championship game and the Super Bowl, and they still decided to focus on Saquon.
Yeah.
Defenses, right?
Yeah.
It's going to take a lot more than a half here and a half there when you're down to get defenses to adjust.
Yeah.
And Corey said, Saquon's going to have a game. We'll give him a chance to. Give him a chance where there's not seven guys on the defense focused on only stopping him.
We literally saw Saquon last week, I believe, 4 or 5 times hit that B button in the backfield before he even got to the line of scrimmage, meaning he's spinning to get away from tacklers before he even gets to the line of scrimmage.
Not to get a 65-yard run, but to get a positive
game.
Get a
2-yard run, just not to lose yards. He was doing it last week.
Yep. 215-592-9494. Do you believe that the Eagles should be pass first, or are you like Jack and just say do the same old boring thing and just keep winning?
The boring wins. Boring wins.
Coming up next, Kyle Schwarber is in reach of a very, very important milestone on the Phillies. And in addition to that, Elliot Shore Parks has a very, very strange, very strange opinion on that.
Anti-Phillies, per usual.
Anti-Phillies, yes. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Of course, on the show, 5:30 Creed, 2:30 Tupac, every day. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers for a one-of-a-kind experience that makes diamond buying less stressful. Visit the home team at Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. Let's see if I can get this one right on the prediction on the Twitter poll results. Which should be the identity of the Eagles' offense for the rest of the season, run first or pass first? What do you think the poll results are?
That's a good one. It's going to be close, whichever it is. So I'll go 54% says pass first.
You're right on 54%.
Oh, run first.
54% run first.
Wow.
But what it is it just that they've won that way?
That's it.
It's not a fear of Jalen throwing the ball. It's not a because I don't
think it is.
I don't understand how you can watch the first three games this year and not at least want to try it the other way.
So I don't think it's a fear of Jalen throwing the ball as much as it is that's the formula that they've used to win. So why change it?
Right.
So I think that's. I think it's more of that. I think people have, and rightfully so, if you're just going by results, have convinced themselves that when they need to throw, they'll be able to throw.
Yeah.
Whether everybody agrees with that or not, but people have convinced themselves because the results say that. Results says when they have needed to throw.
Oh, I hate that
win.
So much.
I know.
I hate it.
But why do you hate it?
Do you know why I hate it? Because if you can throw when you need to, you should be able to throw all the time. And throwing is you're going to score more points if you throw more than if you're not going to throw more. So when we need to throw, it makes it sound like you're breaking it in case of emergency and you're not sure about it. Mm-hmm. And that's what is so confusing to me. If you believe at the most crucial time that you can do it, you should be able to do it all the time. Maybe not all the time, but more than they're doing it. That's why it drives me crazy. Throw when we need to. It's like this. We talked about this once. We would never describe a good defense as a defense that was 26th in the league in points or something, but always came through with a big play at the end of the game.
Right.
We would never say, just play that way. Just stop them when you need to stop them at the end of the game.
Right.
That is why throw when we need to is...
Right. Okay, let me... Let me phrase that a different way.
Okay.
What if I said it's a defense that people wanted to blitz more, but that isn't necessarily what you normally do or you would prefer to do, but when you need the blitz, you can blitz and be effective when you need to do it.
You know what?
How is that much different in passing?
I am glad you brought that up. Mm-hmm. And we didn't even discuss this, but... What is Vic Fangio doing this year? He's blitzing a lot more. He blitzed a lot more against Kansas City. He blitzed a lot more against the Rams. Why? Well, he's doing that because they have not been effective getting to the quarterback otherwise. And what I would tell you is, it's the same as the offense.
He's still selective when he does. He's not blitzing all game.
No, but he's blitzing a lot more than he has.
Sure.
A lot more than he has. Why? Because he is looking at the situation. And what he's not doing is saying, well, last year we didn't do it, so we're not going to do it this year.
Mm-hmm.
He's looking at it this year, and he's saying, we're not able to get to the quarterback. We need to get to the quarterback, so I'm going to blitz more. And what I would do is look at the offense this year and say, look, we are not running the ball as effectively as we were. We need to score points. We need to move the ball, so you need to adjust. You can't just say because something worked last year, it's going to work this year. And that, so I think it's actually a pretty apt comparison. Mm-hmm. I think if, just like you said, if we're running the ball all over the place and scoring 30 points a game, running the ball all over the place, then fine, whatever. But we haven't been. So you keep quoting it. Saquon is at 3.3 yards a carry. 3.3! He was over 5 last year, I think.
Listen, I agree with you. I am more apt to want to throw the ball more. I actually anticipated that's what they would do. And that's why I'm like, with me, I'm this is what I expected the approach to be coming into the season. And so to not be able to do this is more frustrating to me because I think we're capable of doing it based off what I saw at times last year. I'm saying, well, why can't we do that at least a little more?
Score more points, put your defense in a better position, put Saquon in a better
position. Explosive plays through the air. That's really what it boils down to. I'm talking about explosive plays through the air. When you're not getting explosive plays on the ground, you got to find a way to get explosive plays. Methodically moving the ball down the field is not the way to go try to win week in and week out in the NFL. You want explosive plays.
And I know we want to throw the ball down the field, and I agree, but I do think also explosive plays in the passing game can happen in shorter routes that you get the guy when he's on the run. And they've had opportunities with AJ, and those are the passes that it seems like that Jalen seems to pass up. The crossing routes early in the play when it's there, and then he doesn't take it, and then then he winds up trying to have to be a magician in the backfield, trying to create time for himself. 215-592-9494. Chris and Sewell, you're on WIP. What's up, Chris?
We had to go at it last week, and as I predicted, Spike, you're still not happy. I mean, I don't know what it's going to take with you.
All right.
I really don't.
Instead of insulting me, why don't you just tell me what you think? Because I think we had
to. I just said you're not happy.
When did I say I wasn't happy?
Well, you go too far. You put your poll question up, and you don't get the answer that you were looking for.
No, it's 50. Hold on. Away. No. First of all, the poll question is 50-50. That's not the answer. Yes, it is. It's essentially 50-50. Chris, why don't we just rewind this? Instead of talking about what my motivation is or why I feel the way I feel, why don't you just say what you think?
Well, first of all, you go too far because your deduction on the 54-46 vote
doesn't matter.
On the ball was,
it doesn't matter.
Are the people afraid to have Jalen throw the ball? Nobody is afraid to have Jalen throw the ball.
Hold on, Chris. What? Do you know what Donovan McNabb told us on Monday?
That the coaches doesn't hold a candle to Jalen Hurts.
Chris, how about this? Ike agrees with me. So why don't you talk to Ike about his proposition that they should throw the ball more?
Ike's completely different than yours.
No, it isn't.
You guys want utopia, and you want to be able to both have this dynamic passing offense and run the ball and be assured they're never going to lose a game. Okay, fine. I get that. Okay, that's utopia.
Chris,
you show me
it is a simple
pedigree team.
Okay.
You show me a championship pedigree team that has successfully won 19 out of 20 games, primarily running the ball when they need to run it and throwing the ball when they absolutely need to throw it, and have those fan base and their media just, we need to throw the ball. I mean, you guys are never happy. You're just not happy. And I get that it generates your media and your ratings.
All right, I'm putting them on hold for a second. Everybody was happy in the second half of Sunday's game. Uh-huh. Everybody was happy. I was happy with it. You were happy with it. Jalen was happy with it. AJ was happy with it. The fan base was happy with it. 70,000 people at the link were happy with them throwing the ball and scoring points. I have to be honest with you, Chris. Saying they should run it when they need to run it and throw it when they need to throw it is not an opinion. It's not an opinion. It doesn't mean anything. So if you want to open up that, I didn't say I wasn't happy. I said I liked what I saw in the second half.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I don't know. I can't. I'm going to give you one more chance to act like a human. Chris.
Saying that they should run the ball when they should run the ball and throw the ball when they should is an opinion. That's exactly what you do in the NFL to win. You do what you need to do to win. If the opportunity is there to throw it or...
Okay, well, can I tell you something, Chris? A.J. Brown disagrees with you because what he said is we should stop...
Well, of course, A.J. Brown... A.J. Brown's opinion is slanted. Don't you get it?
He's an Eagle.
I'm sure you do.
He's on the team.
And of course,
Jalen said the same thing, Chris. Jalen Hurts said the same thing. Jalen Hurts.
All I'm saying is...
I don't care. I just don't care. I just don't care. He doesn't have an opinion. I just... What, did I come across as somebody who wasn't happy?
Well, you certainly aren't happy right now.
Well, with him.
You certainly aren't happy right now.
When we need to run and throw when we need to throw is not, I'm sorry, is not, do you, that's not a strategy.
Yeah. But it makes sense to a lot of fans.
Yes.
Run when you need to run and throw when you need to throw.
Of course. You know what they should do? They should score points however they need to. There we go.
215.
We'll talk to you on Sunday.
They should win the game on Sunday.
They should win the game. They should score more points. However they score more points, that's the way they should do it.
Yeah. 215.
All right.
So okay, let's take a deep breath. Let's
I'm
take
fine.
A deep breath. Let's
I'm
take a
fine.
Deep breath.
I'm fine. I didn't want that today.
We got a lot of show to go to get through here today. So are we and I'm gonna say you.
Yes.
Are you looking for someone to convince you why they shouldn't throw the ball?
Yes. If I guess.
But if their opinion is that they win and that's the way they've been winning, it's hard to argue against the results.
Even though
I disagree.
Yes, but I
disagree.
That's fine, but that's not what he said. He said we should run when we can run and we should throw when we can throw.
Yeah, I know, but we also have to have realistic expectations that every caller is not going to come up with a philosophy that
it was,
convinces you that they should.
My issue is not that anybody disagrees with me. I could care less. That's the job. That's what we're doing.
Right.
We are discussing people that agree and people that disagree.
Right.
We don't have to call up and say, "Oh, this is you again. You're never happy."
Sure.
That's the only thing I.
That's anybody that's having this take saying that they don't like what the, and that includes me. Now, granted, you and I are viewed differently, and I'm not trying to sway anybody, but I'm just saying that's what people are going to take when they hear you say it, is that you're never happy because it's from their perception. Well, they're winning, they win this way, and that's never good enough, and that's never good enough.
No, I love the second half. I thought we all did. We wanted an opportunity.
I agree, but my point is that people are going to say that's a half. They have 20 games of winning another way.
Yep, and what I would
20
say,
games of winning another way.
What I would say is last year doesn't matter to me anymore. It doesn't matter.
But to them, it does.
Sure.
So we know where we stand. Each caller is calling up to give where they stand on it.
Absolutely. Yeah. I just don't need a personal attack to start the
phone call. Where everything went wrong at, and that's where...
That's it. Corey always disagrees with me. Yeah. Love him.
That's where everything went wrong. Yes.
I just don't need you to attack me. Yeah. That's all.
I think he was the one last week that started off with, you're just like your dad.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, he's the same one.
Okay, see, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, we don't have to put him all the way up at the top.
I forgot until he got on the air that's how it started, and then he started again.
No, I'm not letting you get off the hook with that.
Oh, it's my fault.
I'm not letting you.
We're an accountability show.
Yeah. Yes.
I forgot that one, and then he started talking, and I was like, that was him.
Because just to pull the curtain back, I don't always listen, but if there's somebody I don't, and Jack somebody has somebody number one on my board, I'll go to him if I don't remember who it is. I didn't remember who it was, and that's how I trusted Jack.
I rarely remember. It takes a while for me to get used to
it. I knew it within 13 seconds.
So did I. Yeah. And I was like, this isn't going to go very well. Right. We're a conservative play calling type show.
Yes. I love
simple,
my job.
Simple offense.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Simple offense. All right. One place that, you know, they can win by running the ball or throwing the ball.
It's National Appliance Warehouse.
They can win in multiple ways.
You know what? You know when I'm happy? He said I'm never happy. Happy at National Appliance Warehouse.
Hard not to be.
Yep.
When you go to National Appliance Warehouse. Lowest prices? Check. That's guaranteed by Price Assure, which is a pizza technology specific for National Appliance Warehouse that instantly updates price tags all throughout the store. Also, Tax for Delaware helps. Service? I mean, you kidding me? Top-of-the-line service. Industry-leading service team there to take care of you. We always talk about the culture at National Appliance Warehouse. Do you want to join that culture at National Appliance Warehouse? Mark Stomach and his team have built a difference-making culture at National Appliance Warehouse. If you want to work there, all you got to do is email Scott, our guy Scott, at nawde.com. That's Scott at nawde.com. Join a great team. And we always talk about the appliances, the most important one. Over 100 brands, 15,000 square foot showroom, Sub-Zero, Cove, and Wolf. Whatever you need, they have it for you at National Appliance Warehouse. So visit nationalappliancewarehouse.com or stop by their showrooms in Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware. Tax-free Delaware, that is. And as always, tell them Fritz sent you.
Also, to give you another window into Jack, the second guy he has on the call board, it says, guy you wanted to fight at McGurk's.
Remember that guy?
Yes.
Still mad.
It was the speakers guy. Is it the speakers guy?
Yeah, it was why can't we hear you?
Yeah. It was the speakers.
Was that after the baseball thing?
It was after baseball.
Yeah.
Speaking of baseball, our resident baseball expert, Elliot Shore Parks, checked in after the game last night. So here is, before we get to Elliot, so Kyle Schwarber has 56 home runs. The team record is 58 home runs held by one Ryan Howard.
Correct.
Rob Thompson was asked, you know, down the stretch here, if you have meaningless games, are you going to prioritize rest for Kyle Schwarber? Are you going to let him go for the record?
Onset this weekend, though, if the games maybe get to a point where they don't have a ton of meaning, like wanting to let him have a chance to break it, but also maybe rest guys.
Well, I think I'll talk to him, but I think I'll give him a chance to break it if it's there.
There it is. So Rob Thompson said he will give Kyle Schwarber a chance to break it if it's there. Elliot responds by saying, interesting decision by Rob Thompson. The Eagles faced a similar situation and prioritized winning instead of giving Saquon a chance to break the rushing record. The Phillies are prioritizing the record.
Oh, Eagles for the best.
So it's not the same thing at all. Saquon Barkley is a running back in an NFL football game, which, by the way, it also involved the offensive line. Kyle Schwarber is a designated hitter on a baseball team. So it's a very different situation than the Saquon situation.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I don't even know.
Yeah, where to go on that one. Do you? Now, I want him to go for it. I have no problem with him going for it. I have no problem with him playing games this weekend. They're most of them probably would have played this weekend anyway. Christopher Sanchez is going to pitch on Sunday, even though if they have everything wrapped up, whatever. I want Schwarber to go for it. I don't know if I want him to break the record, personally. I guess I just... I'm not ready for that part of Ryan Howard's legacy to be out of the record books yet. And he is, it was a monumental season. But when we talk about that season, I think that record gives us a centerpiece to talk about the season. It was overall, I think, a better season than Schwarber's having, notwithstanding. I don't even think it was close.
Yeah.
But I think... I wouldn't be mad if Kyle Schwarber broke the record, but I like that Ryan Howard... When a record is... 50 years old. Okay, whatever. This record is 18 years old. I kind of like, that Ryan Howard still has that record. So I don't, it'll be neat if Kyle Schwarber breaks it. I think if I were given the choice, I would rather Ryan Howard held onto the record for a little bit longer.
Yeah, I'm okay with it. I think Ryan's place is cemented. Yes, it would be nice if he still held on to the franchise's all-time single-season home run record. I'm sure that's a nice little feather to sort of have in his cap. I look at it this way. You know, there's a whole new generation of Phillies baseball fan out there right now. And there were people during that time when Ryan Howard was doing what he was doing didn't necessarily celebrate it like it should have been celebrated because Michael Jack Schmidt's records were being broken and guys' records are being broken and people didn't want to see those records being broken. And as much as I was in for it, I mean, all for it then and celebrating Ryan Howard then, I think a new generation of Phillies baseball fan deserves to see something they've never seen before. So I think there's a generation that watched Ryan play and do what and do what he did, and that's we're grateful for having those memories of seeing that. But this is an opportunity, Kyle Schwarber. When you don't get home run hitters like this in baseball anymore,
pushing 60,
don't get that. So to get this happening, if it happens, I think it'd be cool to happen. I think those that go to the game this weekend,
it'd be cool if it happens at home. By the way,
right?
Too.
Right. Yeah, it's at home. It's really the only reason to go to the games this weekend is if Schwarber's going to play to see if he can break it. It'd be cool that those fans get rewarded with being able to see that. So
that's fair.
And I'm a Schwarber guy as well. I love Ryan Howard. I like Schwarber as well. And I like seeing history being made. Yeah. I do. I like seeing it being made. And it's 20 years is if it had been 5 years, maybe I felt different. 10 years maybe, but 20 years. That's a generation of baseball fans.
By the way, Dave Dombrowski joins us next at 3 o'clock. What do you think, Jack? Is somebody now Ike is saying one generation. You are in the generation that were there for Howard, but also living through the show. You're younger than us. You know?
Yeah, I
got like a young pup when Howard did it.
Yeah, but that makes you idolize those guys.
That's true. Yes,
right.
Sir.
Even more.
Yes, sir.
So, I actually think I'm okay either way. Like, I don't really want him to break it because I like Ryan Howard. Ryan Howard was a Hall of Fame talent who had his career cut short by the Achilles injury.
Yeah.
And I like the idea of him being the single season home run king for the Phillies. Like, I like that kind of thing. If Schwarber signs an extension and hits the home run and tops it, I will be okay with it. But only if he's a Philly after next season.
Well, that's fair. I kind of like that. If you're not going to be here,
I don't want
it.
If he walks,
you to have the record.
He walks, his name's off the books. It's still Ryan Howard.
I kind of like that.
When we talk to Dombrowski in 10 minutes, maybe we ask him if Schwarber breaks the record, can you just walk out onto the field
and
with
just give
contract?
Him the contract then,
Give him whatever contract
he
wants.
Listen, that would do nothing. Numbers on social media.
Yeah,
it'd be a good move.
You can't break the record and then leave.
Well, correct.
Yeah. Well, I hope not.
Yeah.
And there is a little part of me, and this is
here. It is.
I know it is on brand.
You could never be happy.
Well, he's the designated hitter.
Oh God.
And it is harder to do it when you're an everyday player, which is we see Cal Raleigh has been a DH, for what, 60 games this year, has only caught, So I am a purist in the National League sense in that I like when guys playing the field and our hitters as well. And yeah. I think what Ryan Howard did a little more difficult when you have to play the field every day than when you're just the designated hitter. That is just it is a small part of it. But Kyle Schwarber's year has been, it's been crazy because it's funny. The month he has hit the fewest home runs this year, June.
Yeah, and he's supposed to be June Schwarber.
Yes.
Yeah, so, the last 2 years has not been June Schwarber.
6 home runs in June, and then I think 12 in August, and then however many it's been in September. All right, we mentioned Phillies president of baseball operations, Dave Dombrowski, joins us next. We will ask him about the prospect of signing Kyle Schwarber, plus a lot of other stuff. So Dave Dombrowski joins us next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.